touchdowns, and then there are 80-yard touchdowns. What's the sideline like after that?
It's crazy. I mean, it's the 80-yard touchdowns. Everyone's going crazy. The crowd's going nuts, especially when it's at home. Like, reminds me of the Patriots Saturday night game. You know, like that was a crazy run. That was like the loudest I ever heard of the soil. But it's really fun.
The historic numbers you guys are putting up from an offensive perspective, do you guys, like, are you guys aware of those? Is that, you know, registering in the locker room at all?
No.
Okay.
No. We're just going out there each week, like, focused on the next game. That's the most important.
How have you seen Daniel Jones just lead this team and be steady no matter what happens throughout the game? What's that like for you?
Steady's a great word, man, because, I mean, that's just what he's been, steady, consistent since the first day he's gotten here, working his tail off, you know, with his routine and his preparation, and just knowing like, what plays to be in and what to kill it to. And he's just so locked in, and the attention to detail with him is impressive. Go ahead, man.
What stands out to you about this offense? Daniel is obviously the big addition that you guys have had. What are you noticing in the differences between what you guys were able to execute on and the consistency that you guys have this year again and again?
Yeah, I mean, Daniel's been incredible. Him coming here and like what he's been able to do, I mean, that's huge. Obviously, Tyler, Morton Gons coming in for the O-line and stepping up. And then, like, Daniel just being able to get, like, everyone involved. Like, you don't know who he's going to be passing to. A lot of weapons. And then the play calling has been incredible with Shane. And Tony's done a great job with the run game plan and the blitz protection. He's got to keep it up and keep going and keep working.
For Bort to step in at center for Ryan, who'd been here for, you know, a decade, and play as well as he has. You obviously saw him leading up the season. Just what does that say about him and maybe the belief that Coach Sperano had in him coming into this season?
Yeah. He's earned the belief that Coach Sperano has in him and that we have in him. Because, again, he works really hard. He loves the game, and he plays extremely hard, and he prepares very well. And it's not easy at center. He's got to know a lot of information, and especially as a second-year player. He got some starts last year, but he's done a really good job.